Get your free 2018 Year Ahead Horoscope Report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 20th and the whole week ahead. Well, with the Sun moving into Aquarius, this means that the next month there's a number of things that you are going to have to work out, and it's all to do with home and family affairs. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing, because the Sun sheds light on the situation, and by shedding light on the situation, everything is illuminated so you can actually see what's going on. Now you can, what are you going to do about it? And here's your Sunday stars. Lovely energy between the Moon and Pluto and Jupiter currently in your sign certainly makes this the perfect period for you to do the things that you enjoy. Jupiter is about laughter and entertainment, so we've got a clue there. What makes you happy? You can have a bit of that. And Pluto is about delving into a situation and psychologically being aware of what's going on so that you can actually approach a situation or person and sort it out. So you can have a bit of that too. And here's your Monday stars. When you put the Moon and Mars together, then you've got oomph and energy and dynamism, especially as Mars is in your sign. But he's not going to be there for much longer. And that's why over the next couple of days, you need to focus totally and fully on the things that you need to sort out and deal with in your life. Whatever it is, if it's personal to you and things have come unstuck, then now's the time to stick things together again. Here's your Tuesday stars. Bit of a difficult day, really, and it's all something of nothing. So something which is so silly and superficial and just idiotic suddenly takes hold and becomes a major drama. There's a saying, it's a storm in a teacup, or someone's making a mountain out of a molehill. And if you keep those two sayings together, then you'll understand there's no need to get embroiled or involved. Here's your Wednesday stars. Everything is let loose in the sign of Taurus, and that is good when it comes to relationships. Now, put this together with Mercury and Pluto, then certainly you can come and deal with those problems and difficulties that actually are very solvable. You can solve all kind of things now. Simply by putting your mind to a situation, you will come up trumps and you will be able to deal with it in the twinkling of an eye. Here's your Thursday stars. Mercury is linked with Jupiter currently in your sign. Is lovely. It gives wisdom. It's making great strides forward just through the experience and knowledge that you've gained over the years. And if you haven't gained knowledge over the years, then this is going to be one of those periods where you do gain from the experience of a situation. Now, whatever way this pans out with Mercury and Jupiter, in the end, it will be a really good thing. And here's your Friday stars. Well, it's your last chance now to get something sorted out, because Mars is going to leave your sign and move into Sagittarius. So we're talking about a new money phase that opens up from tomorrow. But remember what I said a couple of days ago. Don't leave undone those things that you need to deal with and sort out. Do the things that you've got to do and get it signed, sealed and delivered pronto.
Get your year ahead personalized horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi. Each report is based on your specific time, date and place of birth and contains your monthly and daily horoscope for every day of 2018. You can also try before you buy. Visit russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi for your free preview.